Killer Keller podcast. KillerKellerOfficial.com.
You need the Kellervision app. 24/7 mini documentaries, podcasts, live shows, DJ live streams, top fives, subscription packages, plus products for all your podcasts and street culture sports. Download it from the App Store for free today.
Instagram UK Frontline.
Beatbox created.
Killer Keller.
We're here to talk about world music and street culture.
Killer Keller Podcast.
Big shout out to graffitikings.co.uk. Now, we are going on location to Birmingham, the world of Zuki, Causa, Sum, Epic, Tempo, Krutz. We have inside a representative. We have NHS's finest, Shaq from Birmingham. How are we doing? Black Country represent. Hold tight. How are you, brother?
Inside. Yes, brother. What are you saying, man? You're good, yeah?
Yeah, good. Never have I ever met such a wholesome and nice, good energy person, brother.
You're ADHD, man. Maxed off it, bro. Let me tell you.
And it sounded like you'd come off with that inside a little bit too smoothly. You an MC DJ, what's going on here?
Yeah, definitely, man. Well, producer, innit? You know what I mean? Not exactly DJ, but producer, bedroom DJ, bit of a producer on the side, you know what I'm saying?
I see. So this is, you're a full-time 360 street culture creator?
I suppose. Trying it, man, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm saying. Shaq NHS. Now, for those of you who don't know about the Birmingham Black Country style, and for myself especially, and I kind of alluded to it at the start of the podcast, you're like a tropical version. It's like another version of graff. You know what I mean? And I think we can all learn a fair few things off of this conversation we're about to have now about your style and where you're from and the history points, you know what I mean? From a younger's point of view.
Yeah, definitely.
So let's get into it. Where did it go? Where did it begin, bad boy? Where did it all begin for you?
Fucking hell, where did it begin? Riding the trains with my old man, to be fair, man, when I was younger. For me, it was the track sides, man. You know, like, for London, I had their, like, train scene, innit? But we had the more, like, for me, it was the track sides, man. The track sides were heavy, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Believe it or not, people from London, heads from London, they were some of the original names that I knew about before I knew anything about graffiti. I knew about Fume, I knew about Zonk, I knew about Bosch, and then obviously then I was seeing Causa, you know, and I realised that they was obviously with Causa. Like, they'd obviously come down from London and took it over, bro, you know what I'm saying? Like, literally.
Yeah.
They didn't come from, like, I don't know, a weekend or something, but Zonk and that was everywhere on the Birmingham tracks. I remember it. I was like, who is that Zonk geezer, man? You know, who is that Fume? Who is that Bosch? I knew who Causa was. So I was thinking, obviously, he's pals, isn't it? And that's what it was. But these are the first names I was seeing, man. And
do you think, like, it was when they came in and hit so hard, was it present? I mean, I'm not sure how old you were at the time, but it sounds like you remember it like it was yesterday.
Yeah,
like,
I was only 9, bro. You know what I'm saying? About 9 or 10. It was probably about 2000 when I was seeing this shit, man. But it's obviously been there since the 90s. Like 96,
the impact must have been like crazy.
Sort of time. And I just remember it feeling like, I knew I was looking at it, seeing that it was kind of weathered and old. But that influencing me even more, knowing that it had been there long. Do you know what I mean? Because these days, the trouble is, the buff's so hard these days. You hit a spot, man. I've hit about, I can remember like 8 different spots I've hit this year, and they've been buffed in 24 hours. Do you know what I mean? That's how hot it is now for the buff, man. So, but back in the day, the generation before me, we got to see, like, that was painting, you know. Yeah. 5-10 years later, we still got to see their work riding on the lines, innit? So it was just absolutely influential, man, for us, like, you know, seeing all these old writers. And then we started our own thing, innit? But we was obviously toys and we were just looking up to them. But I feel like nowadays, me, like, it's sad because I feel like what I'm doing now will never last more than 5 years because it's so out there and it's so hot, isn't it? Bare hot spots. I know it's not going to last five fucking years, let alone two. So it's one of them. It's just one of them. I wish it wasn't the internet age, but it always will be now.
This is a conversation that comes up a lot on the podcast. It's the transition that happened when it went from underground street and then Instagram came along and made it almost okay to selfie. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think that's the nature of the beast, isn't it? Well, for the likes of us in London and everywhere else in the country and world, big shout out to international crew, we probably wouldn't see half of the burners that are coming out of Birmingham, Manchester, Notts, you know what I mean, Sheffield, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, if it wasn't for Instagram and shit like that, yeah, you're right.
Bristol crew, so
yeah,
it's a double-edged
Bristol's
sword,
big,
isn't
it? Man, Bristol's big. They embrace it there, man. They embrace the art, don't they?
Hard, but you guys do too. You had the Hi-Viz festival. You guys actually, now when I think about it, like by the old custard factory, what's that road called?
Digbeth.
Yeah, that's right. And then there's a high road. There's High Street.
Yeah.
That as well. That's where the old Rainbow Pub was. Around the back there, there used to be a bunch of spots as well.
Yeah, obviously, man. Digbeth, for me, Digbeth gets a bit boring, man. Like, Digbeth's just got a load of boards in it, right? And they're all legal. And for me, I just don't paint them. I don't feel like painting them. There's no rush in that shit, man. Fuck that, bros, man. Get me on a fucking lean over, man, on a fucking trackside any day, man, or a motorway spot, you know what I mean? Like, that's where I get my thrill from.
Spots.
Yeah, I love motorway spots, man. Oh,
I think when I think Birmingham, I think a lot of different opportunist places. Like, yeah, you guys ain't afraid of a scaling a rooftop.
When I nearly died last month.
Oh, hold on.
When I hung off a bridge when a train went by, and if I wouldn't have been hanging, the train would have hit me, and it literally snuck up on us like a motherfucker. Like, they was already out of the way, but the train was about to hit me, and it was coming at speed, and I literally had to just dive over the wall and hang by my fingertips like that. And everyone knows where this spot is. Like, it's in right in town, the big bridge that everyone sees. You know, London to Houston to Birmingham line.
The
big bridge, the big old
yeah,
the big old blue brick.
Yeah.
I fucking had to jump over that and hang off it like that on my fingertips as the train went past. And it was like a fucking 12-carriage motherfucker as well, man. I was like, and then all I heard is, hey, what are you doing like that? And I was like, oh, shit. There's some African security guard who looked mean as fuck, like, and he was like, what are you doing? And I was like, oh, shit. I'm just going home, mate. Fucking hell, you know.
Oh my God.
The train had gone. And I looked up and he was taking pictures, and then we all had to get off and run down the tracks. And for some reason, he was off the track. We was on the track on his big bridge, but he just kept coming. We just kept hearing his voice, man. It was weird. Like, I was like, how could he still be there, man? He was going, hey. Like, how can we still hear him? He's like literally next to us. He must have been able to run through fences and fucking hell.
Hanging off a bridge. To your death.
Yeah, like, definitely would have died. Yeah, definitely. It's six stories, isn't it? I think about six stories, man. Five at least.
What?
In the cold as well. Freezing cold, man.
Your fingers must be numb. That would have been no security for hanging off a fucking six-story. What?
No, I'm a brilliant climber, though, bro. I've got medals and that, man, in rock climbing, you know. Obviously, I have my forearm and that backing me up and that as well. But
God.
That was fun. And then there was just after that as well, we had to hide in a Network Rail car park for ages, and then loads of Network Rail showed up, and we had to just like hide in the bushes. That was funny. There was like 10 vans, and I fell through roofs as well, man. Things like that. Fell through rooftops, doing rooftops in it, you know. Fell through roofs. Landed on.
That's another Birmingham thing, man. The rooftop thing.
I fell through a roof before. And I landed on loads of chairs stacked up, and the legs was facing up. I landed onto my back, onto all these stacked up chairs, and the police pulled me out of there and they said, you could have broke your back. And that's why I got a scar on my eye, innit? I won't show you, but that's why I got a scar on my eye, because one of the chair legs went into my eye.
Oh, dude.
I know, it's pretty ghetto, innit, man? Pretty ghetto.
Oh, it's just another level. Yeah, that's just another level. Mate.
But to be fair to you, I'm not even halfway through my mission, so I feel like there'd be a lot more
you've
to
got
come.
You've got those motorways that are just asking for, you know, being created on, right?
Definitely, yeah. They cleaned a few years ago, man. They actually buffed it all off, man. Like the spag bowl, you know, Spaghetti Junction. They buffed about 30 years of graph history. And it, I mean, for me, it was like, yes, clean canvas, and you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, here we go.
But at the same time, I was like, nah, you can't do that, man. This is like fucking liberty, ain't it, bro?
Yeah, it is a liberty, because again and again, just to, you know, just heightening what you were saying, you've a lot of the graph that would go up now probably wouldn't be up for as long as that had.
Exactly. And it, you know, it does piss me off when you know, people, worst thing I can be called when I'm painting, right, is I'm painting in a different city or something, and someone walks down and goes, oh, it's like Banksy. Oh, I just want to punch him, bro. And that's nothing towards Banksy himself, you know. It's to do with people. It's other bit. It's the public's view, man. It's like the way people's conception are of Banksy and graffiti, and that's what pisses me off, you know. And it's the system, because obviously, as you know, the irony of it is Banksy started to be against the system. That was his intent, wasn't it? It was writing messages against the system, wasn't it? But then nowadays, the system loves him because he's worth millions. And then he's sort of, I feel like he's just gone with them now. And he's sort of like, yeah, you know, it's other people's opinions that I hate, you know. It's the way that, like, oh, yeah, they'll buff me the next day, even though it was freehand and it was better than Banksy. But Banksy gets to stay because he's worth some money, innit? You know?
Yeah, yeah.
It shows that the system, literally deep down, are all about money.
Yeah, that's right. So,
it's one of them. It makes me have a little taste in my mouth. Like, nah, man, I don't trust my government anymore because of that.
Oh, mate, honestly, that's a whole another kettle of fish. But for sure, that the cultural appropriation of what street art has become. Like, I'm kind of cool with either or. You know what I mean?
Like, obviously, I can, anything good. I like good, you know, good art and that. It's not that. It's what the media say. I reckon it's the media for me. I hate the media on it, man.
Would you say that as a writer, that is part of your mission brief? If there's something that's kind of irking you, like you've got a chip on with regards, does it make you paint more?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah. I mean, things like that do get to my head. And then I go out there with like an aggressive feeling towards society and... mainly not society, mainly like the system and the fucking government and the queen and all that. Like, I just get a bit aggy about it and aggy, and like, I do go out with intent to destroy as much shit as I can. Yeah. And it is, I don't know if it's a good or a bad thing, but, you know, I really do feel them feelings. So I guess you'd say graffiti for me is, a lot of the time, it's like an emotional thing. Yeah, it's like an emotional war, man. Like, I go out and I'm actually doing it to get rid of my stress. You know what I mean? Like,
Elaborate some more. From a point of view of what gets you psyched up, what is the, you know, for you to go out and batter a city, for instance, that takes a lot of aggression and energy. What do you warm up to? What's the thing that gets your energy, your blood levels?
Because I love music, innit, you know, hip hop, drum and bass, jungle, whatever it is, man. Anything that's got very good energy, man, I'm there, you know what I mean? Like original roots and that.
But
it's just, I'm just doing it for the underground, just forgotten heroes, man, you know, like, it's something that I want to keep pure. Like, you know, you can make money off graph and all that, but I wouldn't want to do it full time.
Wouldn't you? Is that not a thing?
Because I could have done it full time, you know. I've had the opportunities and that, and I've done it, and I've basically flopped.
Are you aware of like
my own choice?
Oh, really? So what you?
I'm thinking, I can't be arsed to fucking be a fucking muralist. I can't. I know I can do it, but I can't be arsed in it because it takes too much. It turns into a business then, and then if you're doing it as a business, then you won't be out on the missions then because all your time goes into your business then. And
so the adrenaline of the mission is the thing for you.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I'd say that because, you know, I'm a graffiti writer, innit? You know, I'm not a graffiti artist, even though I can dabble in a bit of graffiti art as such. You know, I'm not actually a graffiti artist. A graffiti artist is someone who does it for a living and gets paid to do graffiti in a way that someone tells them to do it. It's a job, isn't it? It's like, oh yeah, you're a graffiti artist, I want this mural doing, so you've got to do it the way I say it and you get paid, isn't it? But for me, I've always been naughty, man. I'm too naughty for that shit, bro. I can't be told what to do. I only want to do it when I want to do it. So I will do the odd commission, but it's mainly for like friends and what have you and people that I know, you know. But when it comes to like the law of the scale of thing, I just can't be bothered to do it. I'm too selfish.
It's interesting you say that.
I know it's mad, but maybe it's just me.
He's mad. He's mad because I see some of your burners and I'm like, fuck, dude. Like, you've clearly been brought up with, you know, you came up with a lot of, like, Birmingham for me has always been a different scene to a lot of the rest of the country. But the way that, mostly because of the way you guys deal in burners as much as you do in dubs, you know what I mean? And there's some wild style to your dubs as well. Like you guys seem to have inherited that, you know, I guess through the likes of Causa and the handful of others we spoke of. I just feel like, yo, you've, the pedigree's ill.
Yeah, loads of old school head, my Fuse. You know, T-Bone and that, you know, Zuki, a lot of old school Zuki's a godfather, man. You need to get Zuki on here, man, because I know you need to, man. He's definitely a legacy holder. I'm not a legacy holder. I'm a soldier, innit? I'm a soldier, but he's a legacy holder.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
And, you know, again, look, we can have, I'm all about the legacy holding and the documentation without question, but the energy that you bring to the game right now, I think it's from a younger perspective and somebody that knows the roots.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
How important is that to you? I mean, it's for your style, it's almost like, well, you've been on it. It looks like you've been doing it for a minute. Do you know what I mean? It's like you've got the coordinates.
Yeah, I mean, I had some time off in it, graph and that, but when I come back like 4 or 5 years ago and I come back hard in it, and to be honest with you, I feel like in 5 years I've done more than a lot of these big graph names have in the whole graph career, bro. That's just honest talking, innit? That's honest. You know, I've been out there, man. I've hit some big spots, man. And I love it. And like your man Snap said, yeah, I rated his interview, bro. I loved it. He said something that proper resonated with, and it's what I do. He said, to make a real writer, you know what you've got to do? You've got to go out on your own. You've got to go out on your own, and you've got to hit spots on your own, man. But not just any ordinary fucking shitty little canal spots, yeah? We're talking big fucking trackside, big rooftops, city centre, shit like that. I've done it on my own, yeah. And that's when I thought to myself, yeah, man, that's what makes a real writer, innit? You know, because you feel it in your heart, you feel the anxiety off it, man. And it makes you not have fun anymore. It's not fun. That's when you know when it starts being fun, but you still gotta mentally do it. That's when you know you're a graffiti writer, and you don't do it as a hobby in a way. You do it as a lifestyle, man.
And because one thing also Snap said, which I thought, shit, like, that he's very intuitive. And then when you're on your own, you're able to make intuitive decisions, not based on other people's peer pressure or because someone wants to do it and you don't. Yeah. You can actually
You'll never get caught on your own, never.
yeah. It, and you prefer that. So explain to me explain to me what you're conscious of. What are you exposed a lot more to on your own compared to when you're with people? How do you?
Oh man, what's your practice? Just like it's noises, bro. I'll be honest with you. When it's late and you're in a train yard and you're on, or you're on a train track, like, it's just every noise you hear. You're like, do you know what I mean? Like, what is, you know, it's mad. Like, I was doing a trackside on my own in Brum, like, a few years ago, and a freight train went past, and it come out of the blue, and it, like, snuck up on me. I jumped back, and for some reason, I must have been tripping because I was on my own, but I looked at the freight train, and I could see, like, loads of ghost faces on it. And it reminded me of that tune, that Pink Floyd, fucking Another Brick in the Wall, like, that tune there. My old man used to bang it, and it, like, I was thinking, picturing that video there, and it was all going, like that to me, and I was like, a ghost train went past, innit? And it was all, like, laughing at me, and that, oh, man, that would never happen if you was with a group of lads, innit? They're the only shit that happens on your own, man.
That would spook me the fuck out.
Obviously, I finished it. You know what I mean?
yeah. But I guess right, isn't it? Sounds, everything is magnified by like 10.
Everything's eerie.
Don't that scare you?
I suppose a little bit. Yeah. When you're on your own, it does. But when I'm with my mates, I fucking love it, man.
Really? Oh, so, okay. So there are exceptions to the rules.
Yeah. Obviously, I'm always the leader, man. You know, like me and my pals, I'm always the one, man. I plan the missions, like, normally, anyway. Mainly, I'm playing the mission. You know, I'm always at the front, and it's you know, it's my show, innit? But they love it. They love it. You know, my mates, big up Pake and that, man. Love him to bits. He's my little boy, innit? I got raided back in 2008, in fact, for graffiti.
Right. So you've been done before then?
I've been done, yeah. 7 counts of criminal damage. Fucking a year and a half of probation, suspended sentence, fucking how you name it. Like, they was on my case. I didn't graft them for a while in it, but came back, it was the same name. Fuck it, I just didn't care. I was like, you know what? I can't prove anything now, man. Shaq's my DJ name, innit?
Really? So it's your DJ name too? Yeah,
that's all it is. I'm not a graffiti writer, man. That's all it is, bro.
Yeah. I get you.
Just take pictures, I do, man.
Yeah. Exactly. This is for exhibition purposes. That's the one. What do you spin? What music do you spin?
Mainly drum and bass, isn't it, man? Mainly, yeah. Yeah, I love D&B, man.
I mean, yeah.
It's energy, bro. And to be fair, like, I used to just DJ, I didn't produce, but now I've started producing. I'm not very good, but I'm learning. And I feel like it's got a lot of graph in it. Like graffiti as a whole, like style wise and vibes and all that. It's just like hell music. Yeah. It's like neuro funk and that is your wild styles and a nice standard London style dubs and DDS dubs. You know, that's your more like chill out rollers, isn't it? You know what I mean? Every tune's got its own style, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I love it. Jump up's got to be your throw ups, innit, man? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I love that. I absolutely love that you base those analogies. I do that a lot with music as well. I love that.
But yeah, obviously, you know, I love all music, innit, man? Because, like, you know, there's not one music I don't like, innit? There's good in everything, bro.
Yeah.
I love hip hop, man. Grew up off it, man. Be way before drum and bass, man. You know what I mean? Even got my tag.
Your dad was an influence for you, right? What was he listening to?
Yeah, I was listening to fucking, Wu-Tang, Mobb Deep.
Yeah.
Eminem, Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, you know. Onyx, fucking Snoop Dogg. But to be honest with you, I actually got my tag from a Dr. Dre tune.
Really? For real?
Yeah. I know it's cringy and that, man, but for real, bro.
For real?
Yeah, for real, man. I know it's pretty cringy and that, yeah, but, you know, Still Dry.
Yeah.
The lyric where he goes, lay back in the shack, play this track.
You know, I'm going to put added effects of hearts and stuff around your around your image while you say that in the edit.
Yeah, man. Big fan, man. Big fan.
yeah, I mean, back then, man, there was... back then with that genre, I didn't feel like there was much correlation with graffiti compared to what there was with drum and bass. You know, hip-hop didn't really serve in the same way as maybe drum and bass did with the culture. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Yeah, I know what you mean, because, I don't know. Well, graffiti came from hip-hop in a way. But it didn't actually, that's wrong.
And I'm talking about from the point of view...
From graffiti, even.
And this is subject to debate, you know what I mean? Like, don't quote me. Comment below, please tell me. But I feel like at that time of the Still Dre era...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
2001, the Snoop Doggy, sort of, yeah.
Yeah, I felt like there wasn't... It was more about drum and bass and garage in the UK scene anyway that were adopting elements of graffiti and styles.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. There's a lot of garage, weren't there? A lot of old school garage. And then speed garage came a bit, after that. I mean, we was all speed garage heads, man, round boy where I used to live.
Yeah.
Poolway and all that, like East Birmingham, man. Ghettos, yeah. But like, yeah, we was all, there was all chavs, man, you know what I mean? It was like, yeah, speed garage, Joe Hunt and all that. And then obviously I was like, nah, I'm more drum and bass, man. I always found my calling was drum and bass because it's just more creative.
Mm.
You know, it's more technical, it's more creative, it's more deep. How graffiti is.
And being active in them times and being associated with music at full stop and doing graffiti can only be a fucking great thing, because the flag is raised every time you and your boys wear our painting, you know, and you also DJ in the mix, you know, that just adds value all around, doesn't it?
Definitely, man. It's all expression, isn't it? It's all expression. Yeah. You know, hip-hop's expression. Graffiti's expression, you know, I suppose art's expression, but graffiti's known as like the modern art, and it's the newest art form ever.
Well, I've said it before, and I'll say it again, there ain't no more hardcore, no more purest form of art than this.
Exactly, because none of us was trained, man. Like none of the vandals that you meet are trained. Just like Zombie said as well, mate, it's true. Yeah. You don't know what you're doing, you have to learn through years and years of trial and error.
And
it takes ages, and that's exactly what I did, man. And I was shit. And I'm still shit, really. I'm still shit at art, you know. I can do art, but it's not easy. But graffiti...
But then it's a different thing,
isn't it? Graffiti is easy. It is easy now, graffiti, because I feel like I've got to that level where graffiti is easy to me, isn't it? But that's not saying I'm an artist. Just saying I'm a graffiti writer, isn't
it? But there's a whole load of different things you've got to be... you've got to be in the mindset for with graph, which I think a lot of other art disciplines lack, because the disposable pop culture aspect, you know, is you've done it, throw it away. You're doing it, throw it away. A lot of that is, that's a lot for a lot of people to comprehend. Like, why would you not? You know, why wouldn't it be on a canvas? But then there's also the fact that there's the actions, as Prime said on his podcast, there's the actions before the delivery, before the final piece. You know, every single process that you go through is art in itself.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I suppose. It's crazy. Yeah, I suppose.
Do you ever feel like, Shackman, do you ever feel like, because you were saying, you know, you kind of taught yourself, which I think a lot of writers, from what I understand, do. But do you often feel like you're judged in any way by those previous writers asserting a level of, this is how you do it, this should be done, in that kind of old school mentality?
I suppose there's like a brum style in now. I've always been said that I've never really had the brum style, but people know that I can do the brum style, I suppose. But I tend not to, because I've always actually been, I suppose, influenced more by American graph, I suppose.
Where were you getting your intake back in the day?
Style Wars. West Coast shit as well, like Saber, graffiti artist called Saber, bad. Scene, Bondi, you know, I had the Coke 2 book, which I raised from fucking, well, I got my mate to raise it back in 2004.
Yeah.
Yeah, we used to just raise books, man. Like, that was us. Before we was writing, we was raising magazines, innit? You know what I mean? Like, we had to have them. When I was at school, I was a naughty kid, innit? And I used to get sent to inclusion unit, like, every day.
I used really to have to get sent to there as well.
Like that, like you probably was as well.
Yeah.
And when I used to get sent to inclusion unit, the only thing that would keep me quiet is is being able to sketch, right? I used to go in there, I'd disrupt the whole lesson of words. Give me a piece of paper and say, that's it, do your thing, shut up, we just don't want to hear you. I used to do the wild style, and I had to do a wild style because my name was all over the school and they would clock who I was otherwise. So I had to start doing wild styles, because then when the teacher came up and said, oh, what's that say? They'd be like, we can't read it. And I'm like, yes, good. I'd say, oh, I can't tell you, miss, top secret, you know. That's what it was. Yeah. For me, graffiti wasn't an art thing at first. It was part of me. It was part of being a little prick, I suppose.
Escapism, I suppose, part
of my image.
Yeah. It's almost like the image equivocal of like you, the embodiment of you as a kid.
Being a little fucker, basically.
Do you think like some, because I've often thought about this. I'm like, and also I've had a couple of graph writers in before that are saying, you know, I'm not so good at dubs and tags, but I go out on missions, I do this, and sometimes I think to myself, I can kind of get why, because to simplify something that is so ingrained in complexity, you know, like a wild style is complex, and there's only happy mistakes.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you know what I'm saying? With a dub, it's like you've got to go, you've almost got to regress and go minimal, haven't you?
It's harder. I'd say it's harder.
Yeah.
Harder to get it perfect, you know, and that's where I was still good at first. I was more better at detail because of all the sketching I used to do back in school, you know.
Mm.
When it comes to doing it on a wall, it was different. I couldn't do it. But on paper, I was quite hot early. You know, I was quite shit hot quite early, to be fair, at Wild Size. Everyone will tell you, you know, in 2000, I only started, like, really writing in 2004. But by 2006, I was top class on paper, I suppose. Even though there was mistakes in there, I was pretty, for my age, I was quite, you know, but it was a different story on a wall. But
tell me about that story on wall. How did that conversion happen? Like when you got into, I mean, obviously it's on paper, it's one thing. You have your time, you have your creative, that's your fun process. Next thing you've got to put it into practice. What was that like when you went from that to that?
Oh, fucking hell, man. So many mistakes, bro. Madness. Like, didn't know what I was doing, bro. Like, it really is trial and error. Like, people used to laugh. Yeah. What the fuck is that? And then I used to, like, buff it off myself. Like, oh, I can't look at it anymore, man.
Yeah, let me just do this for you.
God, yeah, some terrible fucking occasions, man. Like, literally, like, you know, you really just have to learn the hard way, innit? And we didn't have no internet then. We had no Instagram. There was just one website I used to look at, right? And it was ukgraph.org.
Nice. Okay, that rings bells. There's a couple of them out there that, like, even to this day still stand.
Be your man who tags back. Is it Baby?
Baby. Oh.
And he was on a train back in the day. And there was like,
yeah, Morn, TPG.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, it's my dog, yeah.
He used to tag Baby, innit? Yeah. He used to stick in my head. Then there was like Brave and Snatch from London.
Oh, that's right.
Snatch.
Yeah, Fake Blood Man.
Yeah, he
Big Man.
Influenced me OG. So much, you know, honestly.
Yeah.
And like Mode 2 and all that.
Yeah, Mode 2.
They were the
beast.
Ones that actually influenced me, to be fair, before the Street Bombers. Because I started off more into the art stuff. But then I realised, it's just my personality took me in a different direction, which was good to me, though, because I wanted to. I realised that, I'm literally a graffiti writer, man. I'm not a graffiti artist. I wanted to.
You know. Yeah,
you know,
there is a balance.
More fun, bro.
Say again.
It's more fun. It's so much more fun, bro. It's just, I couldn't imagine just doing it for a job and being bored. Like, oh, gotta do this woman's name now, fucking hell. Oh,
yeah.
Gotta do this bedroom. Oh, fucking hell. No.
Look, I can't lie. From my point of view, on a musical point of view, when someone says, "Can you beatbox?" I'm like, huh.
Yeah, you'd rather do it off your own back, innit?
Yeah. It's like a comedian being told to tell a joke. It's like, yo. You know what I mean? You know, Arrow from Brighton.
Yeah, big.
Big up the Brighton crew as well.
NT all day long, man. And Sticker, man.
Yeah.
I'll buy him on Insta, I think. Yeah, class.
Telling you, man.
Annie, what was that one? Odyssey, was it? Was it Odyssey?
I know who you're talking about. It was shit. That's gonna get me. I think it. He actually done a tag down here a little while ago. He's going to kill me. He'll come to me in a minute. Those guys, I think, reflected an attitude, but still holding an artistical slant. I think they used the restrictions that were around them to great effect, you know?
Yeah. That was a big influence on me, man. NT was, definitely.
That whole DVD, that Network Terror DVD, forget about it.
It's the first time I ever saw that style as well. Like, that kind of invented that style, innit? Like, you know, it's arrow and sticker.
Yeah, without question.
Technical dub styles with, like, mad,
yeah.
And we couldn't fully read it, but it didn't matter. Like, when you can't read something fully, it kind of intrigues you more.
Totally.
But that's why Zuki's always been one like that in Birmingham, because
it's
so abstract. It's the abstract king, isn't it?
It's the abstract thing.
That's why
thing.
People are obsessed, because like it's not like it's more mysterious. His work's very mysterious, I think.
That's right. And it looks, although minimal looking and artistical looking in both breaths, I feel like it takes the hardest. You know, it's harder to do.
Yeah.
Because of that, and how
got more depth in it.
Yeah, it's just got more depth, and it's really hard to actually to pull off. Minimal is hard to pull off.
Definitely.
Those kind of styles, that kind of abstract shit. It's hard to define your own style with that abstract stuff as well, because the more abstract you get, the more, you know, distance you are from the main objectives. Yeah. Like, how do you draw yourself back into that? That's why, again, just highlighting Network Terror as well. Like, to go, I feel like sometimes when I saw their stuff, they had to go as far back as they could to then go back into it again and treat it like graph.
And they had that beach, ain't it? The big beach spot. Big massive wall. Didn't they make that legal as well?
Yeah, they did, yeah.
It was like 50-foot high or something.
Yeah. They had the moon as well back there. They had the moon. That was another location.
Yeah.
They Brighton again, you know. But yeah, man, the scene is littered with these, you know, and something will just come out of nowhere. You'll be like, yo, what the fuck? How did they think of that?
Yeah. There's another writer from down south as well, which is class. You ever heard of Super?
Super.
He's class. Look at his work, man. Super. He's really good. I think he might be from like Southampton or some shit, like.
Yes. Southampton. There was a geezer I saw the other day that was in London that was from Southampton. Killed it. Craziest wild style.
Yeah, he's
crazy.
He kind of reminds me of myself in a way, but he's better than me though. He's more of an artist. Like, I'm more of a vandal, and you know. But it seems like he's got a lot of the same characteristics as my letters.
Nice.
You know what I mean? Check him out, man.
Yeah, I will, for sure. Anyone else you're feeling at the moment? Anyone else out in the big scheme of things?
Like in the world or in UK?
I reckon UK. Why not?
UK. Two ways in Manchester. He's bombing hard, yeah. CeeLo in Manchester as well. CeeLo. Big up my boy CeeLo.
Manny crew inside, huh?
Linking soon, man. Yeah, honestly, CeeLo, man, up there. He's cutting rooftop after rooftop.
I need to check this geezer out. CeeLo, huh?
As well, man. And then, obviously, you got your Captain London, like Force and Offski and all that. And all the legends that you've already interviewed as well, man. Like DDS and all that, man.
For those, you know, for those that ain't aware of a Brum style, define for me what in your mind is what the Brum style looks like by definition.
Coarser.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Coarser.
Tell me about Coarser and his influence on Brum.
Fucking hell, man. Where can I start, man? Like, I'm sure man's invisible or something, man. I just don't know how he got away with all that shit.
Really?
To be fair, like... Nah, I love him, man. He's the OG of Brum, man. He's what you call, like, gritty. Like...
Yeah.
Also, he had, like, 9 tags. And, like, there was all... Everyone knows him as, like, different names, but no one knew in the back in the day that he was, like, all these other names as well. So when they pieced it all together... I realised that he had all these other tags, and it was one man doing it. It was, what are you saying? It like,
That's crazy. He influenced a lot of things, didn't he, over there?
Yeah, I mean, his crew, him and Zombie and that, like NHS, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
obviously, I never thought I'd be in that crew, and it, you know, they were my That's biggest crazy. Influence. And I yeah, actually yeah. get to say now that I'm in it.
How did you get put in it?
Through him and Sun. Yeah, wow. My mate Sun, man, you know, Capo Sun. He's a big legend to me as well, man. He basically sorted it out. He was like, said to Corsair, you need to put Shaq in NHS. And he was like, oh, he's not in it yet. Put him in it, man. Not one of them.
Yeah, yeah.
That was back in 2010, I think, or not. Yeah, 2010. That's when I'd stopped graphing, though, you know, for a bit. I'd actually stopped. And so when I got put in that, I felt like, yeah, I've got to come back now, man. Just been putting the biggest crew in Midlands, innit? I've got to come back now, man.
Without question. So probably a proper seminal moment for you, brother. Mm, you know what
definitely,
I mean?
Yeah.
Did that trigger you to want to go back painting again? Did it reinforce what your intentions were? And even though you were coming off out of it, you were like, maybe they did it. Maybe it was a trigger to get you to keep going.
Yeah, well, no, I was thinking about it anyway, though, you know, for myself. And that was just an extra boost. That was just an extra thing to add to my name. But yeah, I was definitely thinking about it anyway. Because... I hadn't wrote for like 4 years, to be fair to you. Mm-hmm. I was doing other shit. I was, you know, like, but when I got raided when I was younger, I was 17, you know, mm-hmm. they raided my house looking for Shaq, you know, and I was kind of just fingered at, you know, just fucking, I was just devoured because I was so young. I was like, oh, it was, everybody looked, Shaq was there. And I just, because I was so young, innit, I was like, oh yeah, it's me. What? I should never have said that. But I did, and it because I was so young. I was like, yeah, it's me, blah, blah, blah. They blagged me that it was all going to be sweet and that, and I know nothing's going to happen. Before you know it, I'm done with 2.5 grand fines Shit. And 2 years of probation or 1.5 year probation or whatever it was. Wow. And I was like, I'll be honest with you, that in that year, I started to kind of hate on graffiti then.
Resent it because of what?
Because of like... Just because of getting caught, innit? And because it's mainly for like, yeah, like, oh my God, I've been doing all this. And I'm on fucking all this shit now. And now I've got a record on that. And they're on about, oh, if you do anything else, we'll have to give you a suspended sentence and then you might go to jail or you'll be on tag and all this shit. Like, and I'm like, for graffiti, what the fuck? And then what it was, because I come from a little bit of a rough area, like little rugged estate, innit? All way in that, Broadstone.
Hold tight, come on, hold tight there.
Do it all day long, and
yeah.
And LVP too, man. Big
hold tight,
manner, yeah.
Fucking,
they was all saying to me at the time, the people I was chilling with, they was like, "What are you doing? What are you still doing that for graffiti, man? You don't earn no money off that, man. That's for waste, man. That's waste." So I was like, "You're fucking right, man. Literally, like, why am I still doing it? It's done nothing but cause me fucking trouble." So then I started like. Going with them more and doing all the crime shit, man. Like, honestly, I went through a bit of a stage where I was just a cunt, bro.
Really?
I was going on robberies with them. I was going on house robberies, fucking mainly bikes. Bikes was the thing, man. Like, super bikes, man. Crossers, big CR250s and that, black boxing them, pulling them off the drives and that, you know, just making money off stolen bikes and shit, man. All these sort of. Well, remember, we're like 16, 17 year olds.
Yeah. You know?
And.
Yeah.
I actually thought, yeah, it's a better way to go. If I'm going to get caught for something, at least I've been making money off it and all that shit. But, you know, it didn't last long for me, man. That era, just like, didn't that, because I've got too much of a conscience, I suppose, as well, man. So after a while, robbing people and that, robbing houses and shit, man, you just think to yourself, nah, man, I was the only one with a conscience, innit? And then I realised that certain people, not all of them, some of them are still top lads to this day, innit? And they're still doing the criminal things, man. Fair play to them. Won't mention any names, but let them, my mates, carry on, innit? You know what I mean? But for me, it wasn't me. It wasn't me, really. I was just going through a phase, innit? I had more talent, man. I had more talent than them. I was built for better things, innit, I suppose.
I feel that. You know, you're the first person I've actually talked to that has... That took a distaste to graph after being caught, understandably at a young age.
Yeah, but, it was young, man. It was proper young.
But migrated into other areas of crime because of the discipline that you encountered for just doing graffiti.
Mm.
arguably you caused more emotional damage to other people and the lifestyle that you then adopted. That actually says a lot for the shortcomings of doing graffiti, doesn't it?
It does, you know, it does. It just shows you that deep down, graffiti is not... It's not really... I don't know, people say, yeah, it's a crime, but I don't see it as a crime. I see it as a mystery, a mischief, if you like, but not a crime. Not a crime, bro. Do you know what I mean? Like, not a crime, man. Like, I've done some shit, man. I nearly killed someone, bro. You know, I split someone's head open, you know.
How did you do that? What happened?
With a tosh. I split his head open. He nearly died, bro. You know.
Because he tried to stab me,
that's why.
So he tried to stab you and then you pushed him and he split his head open?
Speak to my friend Hazza, man. Hazza, hold tight, Hazza, hold tight, Dean. My good friend's from Sheldon, yeah? Sheldon. He's burning, yeah? But this wasn't in Sheldon, but anyway. Yeah. He tried to stab me, and he came at me with a massive, like, army knife. And I dodged him. I swung my cosh at him, missed him, and then swung back and went whack! And backhanded him with it, because I swing it at him and he ducks it. And I feel like a dickhead, and oh shit, I've missed. I had to think fast. Then I came back the same way, backhanded him with it, boom. Straight across his ear. His ear exploded. And he just dropped in it. And then, oh man. I was wanted then for at least a year, you know, in that area. Like, I couldn't, everyone knew my face in it.
Geezer.
And everyone kept calling my name as well. Stop fucking saying my name, really, yeah?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's one of them. It's like, oh, shit like that. Like, I feel like graph is nothing compared to that sort of shit, man, like, that I've done and been a part of, I suppose. And so for me, I don't see graph as a terrible thing, man. I see it as I see it as fun, bro. It's just fun. It always be fun to me.
Literally keeps you out of trouble.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
How close to the fire is, you know, just out of curiosity, is graph to other illegal activities? Because the other thing that graph gets tarnished with, to my understanding, is how it's an entry hole to criminal activity. And I often think to myself, define that by what comparable. Do you think that criminal activity outside of perhaps racking, did anything else run hand in hand in it? Because I'm not too sure.
No way, brother. No way. Not for me. Nah, I can't see that. Yeah, maybe robbing people's paint, but that's about it. But that's this robbing shops, like you say. I used to rob Halfords all the time when I was younger. We used to go Selly Oak. There used to be a Halfords right next door to the graffiti park in Birmingham.
Oh, that's asking for trouble.
Yeah, why would they put it there of all places? You know what I mean? Like,
I know where we put it. I've got a great idea.
Yeah. Next to the... where do the vandals like to go? Oh, yeah, we put it next door.
Literally. This is a sort of tax write-off, you know. They just know.
Yeah, honestly, we used to go in there, man, back in the days, man, when I used to roll with EC, innit? East Coast.
Hold tight.
Like Pacer, Forms, Media, on, Grammar.
Yeah. These names, just
all these old school heads, man. It was all from I used to look up to them so much, man. Some as well, some, yeah, man. Some sick, man. He's always been an older brother to me, ain't it?
Mate, these are the people that I want to get on the podcast.
Yeah, you need to get some on there, defo.
Yeah,
and you need to get Tempo on here and Zuki.
Yeah, Zuki. Yeah,
you need to get Crux on here, man.
Crux is an. I love, no, but love for Crux. He actually came through with Causer. He was behind the camera.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I was like, yo, come on. He's like, no, man, I can't. I'm doing it right now. Nah, that's my dog.
Crux is big on the trains, isn't it? You know what I'm saying? I'd say I'm big on the streets. He's big on the trains, isn't it? Yeah. But yeah, I'd say he's probably the only other geezer other than me that's more active. For real.
You reckon? Because he did cite on conversation here that, you know, he's like, yeah, maybe not right now. But obviously, not being from Birmingham, you never know the true, you know, the weight of how busy someone is.
Yeah. Great. I go through big, busy stages, and then I sort of I have a week off or something. But when I've on my week off, I notice that cuts just don't stop, and it's so.
really
bloody bastard.
What's it? Do you just like re-up? Is it a re-up thing?
Yeah, definitely. Like, obviously, like, I need to be careful because you can get arrested for ages, man. Like, a long time. And I mean, since I got raided sort of days, like, you know, like 2008, I've been going without being bagged for so long. But then literally this year I've been bagged twice. One was only 3 weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah. I'm still waiting. I'm waiting to hear what's going to happen. Are they going to ring me up at now? So I'm waiting to see what's happening. But then 3 months before that, in the summer or at the start of the summer, I also got nicked. And so, yeah, it's started. Maybe my empire's starting to come down. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
It's just one of them. I was trying to sell the police my artwork, though, in the station, man. I was like, yeah, what are we saying about this fine brother? I've got some nice canvases here for you.
Yeah. Hey, listen, you know what? That is fucking that in itself is a sketch worth writing down in a comedy. That's amazing. Because that could genuinely happen.
Yeah, it did.
Does anything faze you? Does anything? I mean, let's be really honest here, right? Because I remember, like, you know, doing my music career, still doing my music career. As I get older, I realize what my ambitions change, you know, because I know you say, you know, I'm hardcore, I want to do this. And if it starts to get in the way, like it becomes a job or something,
yeah,
then this ultimately would be my, departure because I ain't in it. Yeah. But after a while, I don't know, I just feel like some of the things that I'm doing now, this included, if you would have said to me any age younger than I am now, I'd have been like, nah, man. And I don't know where it changed. Do you think you see a change anywhere? Do you think there's a change in you at any point, you know, after these three, you know, baggins in the last couple of months? You think, is there any sort of way in which things can change in your head?
Nah, the only thing I was thinking of, I need to start taking it off roads and just moving it onto tracks more, you know. Because the police are easy. Let me tell you, you get bagged on road more than you do on tracks.
You Birmingham guys, you love the roads as well, don't you? That's the thing.
Nah, yeah, because what it is, obviously, I don't know, man, for me, I've only hit one, I'll be honest with you, only one or two trains I've hit, really. And I've hit a few freights, but I don't see them as included. But it's not that I don't want to do it, it's just that I ain't driving at the minute, and there's not a yard I can get to. But it's what we're planning. We're planning on doing trains, you know, but basically, other than trains, roads, I feel like I've took the piss, mate. I've done roadside after roadside, man, like bait spots in it.
The lockdown season is upon us. Have you found with lockdown that it's been harder to paint or easier?
Well, that's why I got nicked, because of lockdown, isn't it? So I suppose I'd never get nicked otherwise. It was lockdown's fault.
Damn. Okay, so
like, no one in the city centre, we've been watching you on camera, we've been following you all the way from Jewellery Quarter to New Street Station. We've been following you because there's no one else on the streets. I was like, oh shit, there's no one on the street. It's just us, yeah. Like, you know, it wasn't hard to spot. You're the only ones out here, literally. So yeah, I don't know. Bit of a kick in the teeth, ain't it?
Yeah, that's got to suck.
We was in the city centre, like right in the middle of the city centre, you know what I mean? Don't do that, lads. Come on, use your head.
Yeah. Word from the wise, huh? And don't try none of this stuff at home, kids. Trust me. What we're talking about here is documentation purposes only.
And canvases. Yeah.
Yeah, stick to canvases. That's right. My brother, it's been a fucking pleasure having you on. And I tell you, when we're unlocking down, we're definitely hanging out and connecting.
Yeah, definitely, man. I've got to come down and see you soon, man.
It'd be fantastic to finally meet you properly.
Yeah, you too, brother.
Listen, stay safe, man. Stay safe out there. Yeah, go for it. What you got?
Yeah, so, SAG 2-1, yeah. Jaina.
Ayan.
Isla.
Yes.
Yeah, big up. And then big up all the Birmingham crews, man. NHS, FKS, ADS, IBS, LBS, FHS,
All tight.
OCA, AFS, NFA, EC, all these big crews, yeah. Even back in the day, crews that influenced me, like C9, Cloud9, big up them, yeah. PWP, Way Posse, yeah, all day long, where I'm from, yeah. LVP, fucking big respect. Big up Dean, big up Insane, big up Pay, big up Rema, big up Genie, big up Mikey T, JT, Lang, everyone, man.
Hold tight, you was prepared.
Big up Nas as well. Big up my boy Nas. Big up Nas, man. Thing. Big up Oni. Big up Lush. Big up all the girls as well that are doing it.
Say that again.
Big up all the girls as well that are doing it in Brum, man. Big up Dolls. Big up Oni. Big up Lush. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I got to get over to Birmingham ASAP. I need Danny this shit on my show, bro. That's fire.
And also, brother, last thing before I go, there's a magazine coming out. Yeah, you need to check out any FHS.
What's this called? What's it called?
Fucking Hot Squad. Oh, it's either that or it's Forgotten Heroes. Yeah. It's a magazine that's coming out that's like mainly from the kids from the area that made it. But they're about 1 year younger than me that made it. And it's just about East Birmingham as a whole, like the area, East Birmingham. It's brilliant.
That's amazing. I'd love to see that.
I'll send you a link, man.
Please send that. I would love Hot to check Squad. That out, bro. Hot Squad.
And apparently there's a page in there featured just about me in it, so that's a good thing, you know.
Come on. Hey, what do you expect? You know what I mean? That's how we roll. That's fantastic. Yeah, fucking send me that, bro. Yeah. Send me that.
Enough love, man.
My G. Ladies and gentlemen, oh my God. Birmingham is represented. Shaq inside the house. Big shout out, NHS, all crew. And thank you so much, brother.
Thank you, brother.
Killer Keller podcast, that like was out of fashion. You stay lucky, people, all right? Hold it together now. Don't forget to keep it sharing, all right? Stay lucky. Peace.